Hi, in this video I'm going to show you how to list an item for sale on Amazon. And this particular item is one I got at Goodwill. I paid a whole 49 cents for this Starbucks mug. And as I mentioned before, one of the things I look for are marks or branding on a particular item. And notice this has the Starbucks registered trademark on the bottom of it. So that's what I mean by a brand. Something that someone has put their mark on, either with a stamped on like this, or sometimes it might even be handwritten on the bottom of it. That's the sort of thing that could be collectible. And in this case, when you're looking for stuff like this, like say at Goodwill, if you spend 49 cents for this and you bring it back home and it's not really worth anything, it's not that big of a deal. So even if you don't have any way of looking it up in the store, now I use my my app on my cell phone, so I know instantly if something is worth anything or not, or usually I do. Sometimes there's things you can't find. But even if you don't have that, if you're just spending 49 cents, it's no big deal. Okay, so this item is the Starbucks. It's the Atlanta mug. And looking it up on Amazon, you can see that it's going for $79.99. There's only four left in stock by this vendor, it looks like. And there's two other ones here that are priced at $79.90 and up. So let's look at these two. So these are the other sales. These are like me. This is like me listing an item. All right, so $79.99 and $79.90 plus $5.99 shipping. So this one is fulfilled by Amazon and this one is not. All right, now let's just go ahead and go over to eBay, because we could sell this on eBay as well. I'm going to give you some guidelines on when to sell on eBay, when to sell on Amazon. I like Amazon better because it's just easier. All I have to do is just piggyback on somebody else's listing. I don't have to put any pictures up. My mug, it's probably not brand new, but it looks brand new. So I'm just going to put the condition as like new when I list this. But it looks just like this. There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with it. Okay, here are the listings currently on eBay, and I'm looking at the ones that are listed right now. And there's different types of Atlanta mugs, so it looks like there's some prior releases here. But the one that I've got is this one right here. As you can see, on this one, there's $15.50, 12 bids. That's not bad at all. Let's look at this and see. Look at the bidding right here. I want to see how many people are bidding. Looks like there's one, two, three people are bidding on this. Okay, and there's another one. This one's got 14 bids at $20.50. So this looks like a pretty popular mug. Looks like we got one, two, and three people bidding on that one. So $26.75, one bid, not bad. Here's one of starting the bid at $59.99. $80.50. Wow. Okay, so let's look at the completed listings and see what's sold already. Okay, there's one. It looks like this one did not sell. He had it listed at too high of a price to start with, it looks like. This one, this is a similar one, but that's not the right mug. This one sold for $50, so good for that one. $54.25, six bids. $67.99, not bad at all. Okay, best offer on that one. $49.99. All right, so it looks like this is going to sell well whether I list it off on eBay or Amazon. Like I said before, I just like listing on Amazon because it's so much easier. If you really need the money quickly, it's best to go with eBay because you'll get paid quicker. All right, so now I'm going to show you how to list this on Amazon. The best thing to do is just search for the item itself after you've done your research. So you found the item, and then go over here to the right-hand side, and where it says have one to sell ? And click on this, sell on Amazon. And then at this point, if you're not already logged into your Amazon account, it will prompt you to log into your Amazon account. right, and then you just look over the details here and add any of your own details. Okay, so Starbucks Atlanta, that's right. Okay, condition. I'm going to choose used like new. I'm going to put excellent. Excellent condition. All right, I'm also going to put mug only, no box, because I would imagine if you bought one of these from a retail from a store, it would probably come in a box. So I'm just going to let people know there's no box. Excellent condition, no box. And then I'll put never used. All right, you can now include other photographs for your listings. I'm not going to include anything because it's already got the picture. And my price, all right, let's just make this $69, $69.99. Whoops, I don't need a tax code there. My item SKU, I don't need that either. Amazon will fill that in. All right, and I've got two options here. I can do Fulfill by Amazon, which is I want Amazon to ship and provide customer service for this item, or I can do it myself. And in this case, I'm going to do it myself because this mug is kind of fragile. It could break, and the less time it spends being shipped from place to place, the better off it is. So I don't want to have to ship it to Amazon and then Amazon have to ship it to the customer. It's small enough to where it'll fit in a small priority mailbox. It'll ship for, it'll probably cost me about $5 to ship it. So I'm not really concerned about doing that. I'll just do that myself, and then that way I don't have to worry about shipping it to Amazon. But if I was doing the other one, then I would just do this, and I would list it and then send it off to Amazon. And I've got a full course on doing that that I'll include with this. There'll be a link in the mind map to where you can download that. Okay, so shipping, I'm going to do, let's do the 3 to 5 business days. And if they want expedited, they can pay more for that. And I'll do 1 to 3 business days, like that. So that way I give them a choice. If they want to get it quicker, they can choose the expedited one. All right, and right here, I'm going to pull the camera down. Then I'll just click on continue. All right, and here's the item. Just to make sure everything is right. Excellent condition, mug, but mug only, no box, never used. $69.99, quantities 1. I don't worry about the tax code. That's the SKU. Amazon filled that in. There's my shipping method. There's my Amazon fees. So this is what Amazon's going to charge me. So they're going to charge me $11.10. That just comes out of the price of the product. Shipping credit. This is what Amazon's going to give me for shipping. All right, and so I'll receive this amount, $64.88 for standard or $68 for expedited. All right, submit the listing. And I can always add information later if I need to. Okay, there we go. It's successfully listed. Now we can go manage our inventory right here. Just click on this link. And you can see I've got tons and tons of items listed here. Most of these are listed through Amazon FBA. There's a few items that I'm going to ship myself. And we should be able to see that listing I just made going to... It's hard to see the screen. I'm going to come over here and I'm going to sort by fulfilled by. So that'll put all the ones that I'm fulfilling at the top. There we go. And there's the mug. All right, so I can come in here at any time, change the price, or edit the item, or do anything I need to. Now, there's something very important I need to show you here. And this is crucial if you, for any reason, need to leave, go on vacation. If you've got any items that you're fulfilling yourself, and you're not going to be able to fulfill them for a couple of days or longer, then you need to turn off your listings. And there's a way of doing this. One way to do it is just to go in here and set the quantity to 0. Like on this one, the Starbucks Atlanta mug, it's fulfilled by merchant, which is me, of course. And I could come in here and set this to 0. But I'd have to do that to every single listing. There's a way to do it globally. And what you do is go up to your settings. And in the account here, it's right here. Click on settings and click on account information. And then right here under listing status, just click on edit. Over here on the right-hand side is the edit button, and then just click on inactive. Now, this will only inactivate any of the listings that are fulfilled by merchant. If you're using Amazon FBA, fulfilled by Amazon, then this will not affect those listings. All right, and click submit. I'm actually getting ready to go on vacation, so I'm going to do this right now so I don't forget. One of my students told me that she had an account with Amazon a few years ago, and her mother got sick, and she kind of dropped everything and went to be with her mother in the hospital. And when she got back a week later, Amazon had suspended her account, and they suspended it for life because she had an order that came through, and she never shipped it because she was with her mother in the hospital. So anyway, Amazon doesn't care. They're just interested in looking after their business and their customers. So be sure to take advantage of that, to turn off your account anytime that you're not going to be able to ship the items out promptly. All right, so that's how you list an item on Amazon. I hope you see how easy that was. I can come in here and literally list, 10 items in an hour just using that method. All right, so that's how you list an item on Amazon. I hope you take advantage of Amazon to sell items like this, because besides making money, it's just a lot of fun. I really enjoy going out to, I go to Goodwill every Monday, because Monday is the best day to go to Goodwill to get the best items. I think what happens is people are cleaning out their houses on the weekend, or maybe they have a yard sale and stuff doesn't sell, so they take it to Goodwill on Sunday night or Monday morning. So I just find really, really good items on Mondays. All right, well, thanks for watching and have a great day.